If you don't have a map, how can you tell which direction is north, south, east, or west?
Steve Spangler and friends show us how to use the Earth to find north.
If I asked you what this was, you would say it's a
magnet.
You probably could tell because it has a
N
for
north
and an S for
south.
Now, in a regular piece of iron that's not magnetized, it doesn't pick up anything. In fact, the atoms of the iron, the little electrons in the atoms, are spinning in all directions. But in this, they're all lined up so that we have a front end and a back end, or a north end and a south end, right? And when we put two norths together, what do?
They stick.
No,
they
They push apart, they repel, and when you put the opposites together,
they attract.
What if we found a magnet, though, that didn't have a north and a south? How could you tell what the north and the south is? How could you do that?
Because if the two ends stick together, they're north and north, or south and south.
You're right, you could put two of them together. For example, I have two magnets here, and they're not marked north and south, and if I push them together, see now these are pushing apart and these are sticking together, how could we tell which one's north and which one's south? That's what we're gonna try to do today. And I'll tell you how we're gonna figure it out. I have a little hint for you right back here. How are we gonna figure it out? It's tough, isn't it? By looking at the globe. What's the biggest magnet that we stand on? The Earth. We don't think of it, but this end is the North Pole and this end is the
South
Pole. And in fact, there's liquid iron and nickel inside, and this causes kind of a magnetic field around the Earth. Let's use the Earth to help us find north and south, exactly what you said, what opposites attract and like charges repel. All right, so here's what we're going to do. These are magnetic wands. There's magnets inside. Here, hang on to this one here, if you would, for me. And this one here and here. And notice that there's string on the end. Go ahead and hold those up. And what are they doing? They are
spinning.
You're right, they're spinning. In fact, they're trying to align themselves with the Earth, since the Earth is a huge magnet. Notice that it stops in one direction, right? Now, you may think that it's just the string, but go ahead and spin the magnet just a little bit and see if it comes back to that one point. And now, let's see if they align. You tell me if one end faces one direction and it always aligns that way. When it stops spinning, you can even turn it a little bit and see if it jumps back the other way. Do you think you've got it?
Yeah.
Good. This way straight ahead is north, and I know that because of a compass that I have here, right? So I know that that way is north. All of those are lined up. Look at this. Katie, yours is lined up here. Good, Andres. Look at this. It's lined up. You've got yours lined up over here, Brian. Stoya, it looks like it's headed that way. This is the north end. It faces north, and this is the north end. Or we call it the north-seeking part of the magnet. So we are using the same technique that sailors use, that pilots use, that animals use to be able to... Wait, did I say something that was kind of unusual there? What did I say?
Animals?
How do animals use magnetism? Do you know many animals that walk around with one of these?
No.
Believe it or not, inside an animal's head, or sometimes in the bodies, there's a little crystal or a magnetic piece that is able to align itself, and it's able to tell, like, honeybees and salmon and dolphin and homing pigeons which way is north. So that's how they can always find their direction. And what do they use to do that? They use the biggest magnet that sometimes we forget about. They use the
Earth.
They use the Earth. Super, super job. That's it for this week. Remember to keep wondering why.